Right now, though, we got a little fun with real audio.
Thank you very much, Michael. Somehow I lost my nipple. It disappeared.
Well, you should have another one.
Here.
I got it. I got it. I found it. I found my nipple. Okay, so we
gotta have those nipples.
We put out the call to the P1, the Z1, last week, and we said, hey, we want to get back into doing the anus thing, the anus bit on unsuspecting partners, whether it's husbands, wives, whoever, where you mistake anus for onus and drive that into the ground. We also wanted to get back into the wings for pee, which we have secured a few of the wings for pee. But I believe the anus bit started because someone just sent us one. And it became this organic, perfect little bit that we've done now for the last couple of years. And I think we have another one because we certainly did not call out for this. This one was just thrust upon us.
I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Yes. And if you would like to perform this one, now the thing is with what we're about to play, it really is the perfect scenario. Because a lot of guys, if you're married, or hell, if you have a girl around, you know that girls sometimes when they come home from work or whenever, they can, what I like to call, ramble.
They don't necessarily respect the need for decompression.
Right. And it's like, whenever I come home from work, and if I'm ever asked, how was work? My answer is, fine.
Shut up.
Mine is, I don't remember.
Like, I don't go into detail. It's fine.
Mine is no answer at all because I never get that question anymore.
But you know perfectly well where I'm coming from.
Do I ever?
And the thing is, I don't, you know, it's nice. It's a very nice gesture, but I don't have a lot to say.
Well, they know that you don't have anything to say. They know your answer.
And if
it is, it is them opening up the door for them, for you to ask them about their day, and they have lots of answers.
If they were legitimately concerned about how your day was, that would be one thing.
But this is just a setup.
This is just a conversation starter.
That's all it is.
So, dear, how was your day at work?
It was fine.
All right.
You're not
going to
bitch. You're not going to believe what happened to me.
Well, aren't you going to ask me about my day?
No.
So this kind of sounds like that scenario where this fella comes home and suddenly his girlfriend just starts talking. As Ty can attest to, he's heard this. I still don't even know what she's talking about. She must be a vet or a dog food expert.
I don't know what. She's very excited about it, whatever it is.
It is.
A dog food expert.
I'm telling you, just listen.
What, she worked for Gainsburgers?
I don't know. Neutro, I don't know.
By the way, I got a lot of tweets from people that tried to eat Gainsburgers when they were kids.
I know. And they're still around, so it didn't kill them. Probably lucky. So this sounds like that this fella is...
That's pretty good. Two Gainsburgers references on the show this week.
You're welcome.
She just launches into this discussion, and his reaction is perfect because he doesn't say anything about what she's talking about. He just cuts her off and launches in to my pig.
Yes.
So you tell me, first off, when you get tired, head... of listening to whatever the hell she's talking about, and then how happy she is that she's interrupted with my pig.
Yeah.
Which one's more dense?
Between dog food and what?
Chicken broth. Dog food. Dog food is more dense.
The fact that she's even starting a conversation with what is more dense, dog food or chicken broth? And doesn't this guy sound kind of stoned, too?
A little.
Like, yeah.
He might have hit the vape pen on the way home.
Which one's more dense?
Between dog food and what?
Chicken broth. Dog food. Dog food is more dense. And so dog food has more rotational inertia because it has, like, centralized mass. And that makes it easier to rotate what? Because... like, you can rotate a solid marble easier than you can a hoop because It's just how it is. But anyways, so that was that. He's like, solid marble is always going to be faster than a hoop.
By the way, is that a breast pump in the background?
I don't know.
It sounds like some kind of maybe pump. A piece of medical equipment that he's attached to.
It could be their dryer or washer going to.
Right. But what is she talking about?
I followed all of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If the diameter is bigger on the hoop because the solid marble can, like, go faster because it has centralized mass. Like an ice skater does this when they turn.
So he's already laughing at her. He has no idea what she's talking about. And he is preparing for the time that he has to break in.
He's building up his courage.
I love the fact that he's already laughing.
Centralized mass, like an ice skater does this when they turn. And finally, like, memorized it, that's what you do. And then the freaking question I get, or the essential question that I had to write a lab experiment for was, okay, so you want to demonstrate inertia with an egg race. You give students a hard-boiled egg and a raw egg and a shell. And you have to have them race eggs. And then basically, like, I was like, oh, okay, I got this. And then at the very bottom of, because, you know, obviously the hard-boiled egg is going to go faster, right? Based on what I learned in class, in his class. Mm-hmm. He taught.
I cannot tell you how familiar this sounds of just going, I want to die. I want to die. The classic guy answer, and everybody knows it, is always,
Then at the bottom of the page, hint, make sure that your lesson plan explains to students why the raw egg will always be faster and win the race against the hard-boiled egg. Literally was like, oh my god, and I like tried, and then at the bottom I was like, honestly, I don't know. I thought it was the opposite. Like, I don't know. I was so wrong. There was no way for me to spin that I knew it.
Yeah. One time, like, when I was growing up on Brett's farm, I had this pig, and we took it to the stock show, and, like, it was eating in its pen, like, I fed it, and then it went into the next pig's pen, and ate all that pig's food, and then went into the next pen, and ate all that pig's food, and then it went into the next pen, and ate all that pig's food, and then went back, and then I fed it again. Well, it gained so much weight that I had to take it and, like, run it around a little bit, but it got sifted at the stock show.
That has nothing to do with what I just said. Well, why? You know, it's just, like, not even fun talking to you. What does that even mean? Like, for real, what does that mean?
She's mad.
I'm glad. It's funny.
Boy, now that is what we want.
Oh, my God.
That's what we want. Well done, sir.
Two observations. Number one, bro, that was awesome, and have another bong hit. Second observation, that girl better look like the woman from episode...
Barbarella?
Episode 2, season 1 of True Detective.
Every time she takes her shirt off.
Yes. Every time she finishes one of her science stories, she just lifts up.
Right. Oh, yes. Oh, you're not as annoying as you just were. Yes. Yeah. How about that? How about that segue, man?
Well, I'm like, one time...
I can't get enough of how
I had a pig.
Got into it.
One time, like, when I was growing up on Brett's farm, I had this...
That's growing up on Brett's farm.
I just kind of see him just sunk into a couch. With, like, one arm hanging off the end.
And then...
Well, why... You know, it's just, like, not even fun talking to him. What does that even mean? Like, for real, what does that mean? I'm glad. It's funny.
Oh my god,
dude, that is great.
And so funny.
And I don't know how, like, that's such the perfect scenario of just on and on and on and on until you flip the script and throw it on her. But
I mean, she droned on forever, and she's expecting excitement. And then he goes into, he drones on forever, and she gets so mad.
Yeah. She's going on about a dog food egg race.
Non-pertaining to her dog food egg race.
I know.
She wanted to be validated.
Yeah.
And he just ignored her and then just hijacked her scenario with his old pig story, and it made her mad.
Man.
No fun talking to you.
Let's see if I can get this guy's name real quick.
I just want to hear the whole thing again.
Okay, this guy's name is Hayden.
Hayden.
And Hayden, I salute you so much. He says, my old lady was bitching about a test that she had to take. She's studying to be a teacher. She started going on a rant about a question she got wrong, and I tried to relate to her plight with the My Pig story. I didn't edit it, and to be honest, I was slightly intoxicated when recording. Hope you enjoy.
Clearly he was.
Oh, and did we ever, sir. Well done.
Well, there you go.
What a great mission.
There's your template, right?
Yeah, top that.
Yep.